Short time I listened to it. Well, it doesn't particularly disturb me. I rather enjoy some of it, but some of it gets a little loud, gets on your nerves.
Here? To tell you the truth, I haven't heard any of it.
Thrilling, yes. Cool.
I haven't even heard it, take the truth, that I know of.
You talking about tape music?
Yes.
Oh, I have a tape machine, and it's excellent.
It's all right.
The new what?
Something that gives me a headache.
The new electronic music where?
Oh, I just noticed it. It's very nice, I suppose.
New electronic music.
You mean the thing we hear on the airplanes?
Oh, I haven't heard much of it, but I think it's pretty good, what I've heard.
I don't care for it. I don't like concert music.
Oh, I enjoy it.
I don't like concert music.
We need something while we're waiting.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's really nice. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's really nice.
Yes, sounds, to some extent, are what you're accustomed to hearing. And when you alter the familiar pattern of sound, an element of strangeness immediately appears. And there's a whole world of new sounds waiting to be heard.
The sound of the ARP synthesizer. It's everywhere you listen, on television and radio, in the classroom, on stage with world-famous performers, in nightclubs, recording studios, film studios, and in the homes of amateur musicians all across the country. No matter what your musical tastes, ARP Instruments, the maker of the world's largest family of synthesizers, has an instrument to fit your style. From the easy-to-play, tab-operated ARP Soloist to the elegant concert grand of synthesizers, the ARP 2500. From the musical hobbyist to the most demanding professional, ARP synthesizers meet the needs of every musician seeking to expand his musical horizons. Let's take a listen to some of the music created by ARP synthesizer owners.
Of music, an exploration of the world of musical sound, introducing the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer, a system capable of creating any sound which has ever been produced and any sound that may be imagined by the human mind. Except for the voice of the narrator, all the sounds you will hear were produced with the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer. No musical instruments were used and no players perform. All the musical sounds you will hear are synthesized sounds. To illustrate, let's listen.
Thank you.
How has it become possible for us to create all musical sounds by electronic means? The answer lies in the nature of sound as a combination of clearly defined physical characteristics, which are shared by all musical tones or effects. Let's look at them one by one. The first of these characteristics is frequency, the number of vibrations per second in the sound waves striking our ears. This property of sound, which we hear as a pitch, gives our musical tones their name. For example, a tone with a frequency of 440 cycles per second is called A, the pitch to which most orchestras are tuned.
Shepherd, from children, yes, one, two, three, four, the in the elevator, scattered, brother, mother, father, yes, one, two, brother, father, in the elevator, scattered, mother, 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 father, in the elevator, scattered, mother Thank you. Jump right in my sack. Right. Thank you.
Time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It came down rapidly and heavily on the record, smashing it. Another arm came into the situation and removed the debris. The first time we moved another selected record onto the turntable. The playing arm moved up again, paused, came down quickly, smashing the record. The debris was removed by the third arm, and so on. And meanwhile, all the flashing colored lights associated with jukeboxes worked perfectly, making the whole scene glamorous. Heavily on the left, it's massive. Another arm came into the situation and removed the debris.
Based on the music you just selected, record off the turntable. The playing arm moved up again, paused, came down quickly, smashing the record. The debris was removed by the third arm, and so on. In the choir, all the flashing colored lights associated with jukeboxes worked perfectly, making the whole scene glamorous.
I love electronic music. I like the different varieties of it. I find it very moody. It changes all the time. I like it a lot.
I don't know. Okay, all I can say is 70 was electric music, and then actually I'm surprised someone still continues electric music.
Yes, I think it's fascinating and fun to listen to, depending on who's making it.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Say it again.
Electronic music. Think about it.
Oh, I love it.
Even I don't know what is music means. I never did any music, but I love music, and I think electric music is very good. I love it.
I like it a lot because, you know, being the craziness of it.
Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk. Yeah, they're good, yeah, and also, but also, I mean, I don't know much of the really other stuff. I just know, you know, the 70s stuff, Brian Eno thing.
I think electronic music doesn't use all your faculties. It allows you space to dream.
I'm trying to say that electronic music allows you to
places to go that you've never been to. Allows you to dream.
It's so unpredictable that it gives you that kind of space that you too can think, and it takes you to places you that you think of no intentions.
Oh, I didn't realize it was for me. I say electronic music is electronic music that's played on electronic instruments that need electricity to be heard. But it's a lot of things, yeah. It's music on electric guitars like rocks, but also music like a Hanson. Just purely electronic sounds coming out with it can be really sort of smushy, corny, or it can be one of a whole bunch of interesting new ways to experiment with sound and how people hear things.